Thanks for joining us. This is a 2x4 artist conversation on the Village Folk Show on Sirius XM. And I am Amy Ray talking with Madison Cunningham. Okay, so Madison, I picked this masterpiece, Life According to Rachel. I feel like you played this at Kayamo before, like the last time we were there, about your grandmother.
I did.
Yeah, because I remember, I was like, that's the song, because I remember that song just registered with me in such a massive way. Number one, because I felt like the music and the melody, the vibe of it was so like of an ilk that fit with what you were talking about in this way that was just so perfect, you know? So I just love this song. I love the lyrics. The music struck me first, of course, because it's just stylistically, I was like, whoa, this is so beautiful. And I'm trying to really work on melody myself. So I was really cued into the melody pretty heavily. And but I also had really great relationships with my grandmothers, and specifically my mom's mom, who I was super close with. And when she died, it was so hard for me. And I also felt like, wow, I surely didn't ask as many questions as I wanted to. And yes. So I totally got, and I just think it's a perfect song. And the production and everything on it. It's definitely striking in this way. I just think it's classic. It's a classic song.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah. Usually if an event happens to me and I know that I'll eventually write about it, it takes a sort of the processing of that event and the writing of that event are two separate, I think just processes. And for whatever reason, this time, I think, you know, I'd never really lost anyone that close to me. And sort of the open-endedness and the sort of finalness to it made me, it just broke me open. I think I couldn't really fathom it while I was trying to fathom it, you know? Because that's what grief does. It's just like, it's like the ultimate like set of contradictions. It's all of these things. It's yes and it's no. And I felt like I got to really sit in that very clearly. And the song came, I think, maybe a week after she died, which what's so interesting is like, we were up in Montana with some friends and I woke up in the middle of the night, which I never do. And that chorus melody came in my head and I thought, oh, this is really interesting. I like this. And I sang it into my phone. The next day she died.
Whoa.
Which is kind of very like kismet, I guess. The more I think about it, the one thing I'll never forget is we had debated like getting on a plane and going back home and maybe getting one last chance at saying goodbye. And the doctors were like, yeah, no one is allowed to come. It was in the middle of COVID.
But
the solution though, she wasn't letting go. And it was clear that like she wasn't going to improve. And so the doctor said, maybe everybody send in, have your daughters, have your granddaughters send in just voice memos of some final thoughts that you would like to say to her. And so I went for a walk and just started like speaking these things to her, these final like goodbyes. And my dad got to be there and he said that they played all of them for her. And like she gave three final breaths and like let go after that.
That is amazing.
Which is so crazy to think that like, sometimes like it takes work to die, and it takes sort of like this permission to know, even if you're not fully conscious, to know that like it's gonna be okay, and that the people you love most are saying like, don't hold on for me anymore, you know? Which I kind of get chills every time I think about how like surreal and sort of holy that is, and just mysterious, like no one really knows why.
Yeah, that's so moving. Yeah. And mystical and everything.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that week I ended up writing the song, and just to go back to that, like, moving versus impressive, there were so many times where I would try to like add something to it that would make it like, I don't know, just like hook your ear or something. And people who already cared about the song, like just slapped my hand. Cause they were like, what are you actually doing? You're making this about you. And I was like, yeah, no, you're right. It was like the simplest song that I've written. And So, but yeah, that's the song that I've felt the most in my life has immediately like resonated with people, and I've never really had a song like that. And so I think it taught me a lot about like being open to the way that songs speak to people.
That's interesting.
And not having to have so much of a say all the time in how you think it will speak to people.